This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. Cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
To you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Here's a secret that everybody knows. The whole Trump /Russia/treason, all that thing, that's all nonsense. The Russians have always done and are always going to do whatever they can to destabilize our country. And they've been trying to do this since long before Teddy Kennedy actually did collude with the Reds against Ronald Reagan. Of course they want to destabilize us. They're Russians. But now we're getting a ration of insanity about it from a bunch of people who only discovered that Ivan is bad news about the same time that Ms. McMyturn lost. When they were yelling that Donald Trump's press conference was Pearl Harbor plus 9/11 times 1 million, forget about raising any legit grievances with Trump's performance. We're not going to play that game. Why would you bother with reasoning, though? It's kind of hard to have a rational discussion with people screaming traitor and treason, especially when they have been screaming traitor and treason for the last 18 months, and we haven't been seeing any traitoring or treasoning out there. And the facts don't deter them at all when you point those out to them. Trump's clearly Putin's puppet because he just pounded on NATO to carry their own rucksack and increase defense spending to counter. And, feel free to wait on this. Russia pointed out that Russia was selling energy to Germany, and that's not good for NATO. He pointed that out. Apparently, strengthening NATO is playing right into Putin's cunning, his cunning plan. And giving grief to the Krauts for doing a gas pipeline deal with the bear. That was horrible, too, for some reason, anyway. Giving lethal aid to Ukraine and cruise missiling Russia's palace, Assad, and whacking 200 Russian mercs in Syria. None of that. None of that matters. Because none of it supports the official fake narrative. Trump's actions are indisputably exponentially harsher on Russia than anything Obama ever did or thought about doing or any of that stuff. And citing that evidence and those facts is now itself evidence. That's evidence of collusion. And my favorite part of the day is going on social media and having some of the froth-lipped adherents of the party that eagerly signed on with the KGB's 1980s nuclear freeze campaign to tell me, a guy who was then serving in Germany on the west side of the wall waiting for the Reds to invade, that I am a traitor. This particular argument for me and for a lot of people like me is not particularly compelling. All this kind of babble does is annoy me. And millions of other people who refuse to freak out at the behest of the establishment hacks, eager to regain their lost power. Because, make no mistake, it's a power play. Certainly there are people spouting this stuff who are stupid enough to believe it. Because idiots are a key Democratic constituency. Ted Lieu probably believes everything he breathlessly tweets, but in defense of him, he's incredibly foolish. And yet, a great many of these weasels know full well that what they're saying is ridiculous. They don't care. So let's play the game. Let's assume Donald Trump is a secret Putin pawn. Is there anyone who can count to 20 with his shoes on who thinks Mike Pompeo, John Bolton, or Mad Dog Mathis would tolerate that? Let me help you with that one. No, there isn't. Well, maybe Ted Lieu probably thinks that, but he's the kind of guy who keeps magic bean sellers in business. Any legit criticism of Trump's policies is swamped by this insanity, but that's part of the plan. They want people so outraged they can't or won't think. That's very important. This is a cynical ploy to ramp things up to a fever pitch and panic the weak hearts. They seek to split the GOP between Trump supporters and the flake FritoCon faction of simpering sissies so they can retake power. The establishment was always going to dogpile Trump no matter what he did in Europe, and that he gave them some ammo with what he concedes was loose talk followed by a walk back only made their job easier, but the fix was already in. The question becomes, is it going to resonate with regular people? The ones who aren't watching MSNBC lunatics shouting that Trump is literally Hitler, just like W. McCain and Romney, were also literally Hitler. Normals are simply not reading 37 tweet threads explaining how pretty soon Trump's going to make sure there are Spetsnaz troops with AK-47s on every street corner, forcing our country into a Red Dawn scenario where the hashtag the resistance shouts, avenge me, avenge me, and then fights back against the invaders, presumably with vicious tweets and the gyno beanies. It will not resonate any more than the last 100 worst things ever resonated. And why should it? Why is it not important right now today that all of these children and families have been ripped apart? We're not hearing about that right now, are we? No. Where are the kids from Parkland? Wasn't that important? I mean, wasn't that like the thing? It wasn't that most important. What about Brett Kavanaugh? That's still ramping up, though. I don't know if that's fair. After years of hearing how Trump is all four horsemen of the apocalypse, it's hard to make him the fifth as well with some new atrocity that, upon some sober reflection, is not exactly earth-shaking atrocious. Why would the establishment believe it had any credibility anyway? Donald Trump is in office because they failed. And it's probably treason to point this out because everything is treason now, but Putin was in office for a long time before Trump beat pantsuit, and the stuff he's done lately pales in comparison to the stuff he did back then. Putin's a thug and an enemy, but normal people quite naturally wonder why Trump is solely to blame for the boil that Bush 2 and Obama let fester. The establishment cries out horror as Trump refuses to uncritically accept the word of the intelligence community. But isn't that the same IC that provided the 411 that calls those same screaming weenies to howl that Bush lied, people died? Just following the narrative will give you whiplash. And it isn't the same IC whose head honchos have been actively plotting Trump's overthrow since Hillary sowed what she didn't reap in Wisconsin. Normal people notice this stuff, you know. Trump needs to do a better job of distinguishing the good, solid people in the intelligence community and FBI from the hacks and the corruptocrats and the liberal flunkies infesting them, but then normal people understand that there are a significant number of hacks, corruptocrats, and liberal flunkies infesting them. And the idea that these institutions are beyond criticism is not going to fly, at least not in the flyover states, where the majority of the people are. And normals know that damn well, that all this treason garbage is just that, garbage. It's a grift designed to sucker them in to returning to power, and the people who screwed up this country so much that the normals turned to Donald Trump as their solution. And the problem here is that we're not going anywhere, and the president we elected isn't going anywhere. Not anytime soon. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
samurai and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunstocks.com. The indictment of a dozen Russian spies explained in great detail the extent of their interference in the 2016 election. We learned about the depth and the extent of the Russian operation to interfere. That the Russian activity altered the outcome of the election to make Trump win has become an article of faith for many who still simply cannot fathom how Trump beat Clinton. And this will persist as a subject of speculation in book after book after book for a long time. What will be of less concern for the same researchers and writers is the far greater impact of the anti-Trump trio of media, academia, and Hollywood. Professor Grossclose, or Tim Grossclose, author of Left Turn, How Liberal Media Bias Distorts the American Mind, makes a case that were the media truly fair and balanced, the average state would vote the same way Texas votes. In favor of Republicans. But media bias gives Democrats a bump of about 8 to 10 points. Of 20 major sources of news, Grossclose found that 15 years ago, 90% lean to the left. The late Barbara Bush said she was surprised when her son won the presidency in 2000. I just thought it's too difficult, and you're not going to like this, but my gut feeling is that all the media is against George, Republicans, any Republican. That Democrats and leftists in the media outnumber Republicans and conservatives is a fact. Years ago, the Pew Research Center conducted a survey of over 500 national reporters, editors, and media executives and found that only 7% self-identified as conservative. Most of the major newspapers endorsed Clinton over Trump. The New York Times hasn't endorsed a Republican for president since 1956. The Washington Post, which has only been endorsing presidents for 42 years, has never, never endorsed one. NBC's Meet the Press host Chuck Todd worked on the 1992 presidential campaign of left-left Democrat Senator Tom Harkin. Jake Tapper used to work for a U.S. House Democrat. ABC News chief anchor George Stephanopoulos worked as a top campaign strategist for the election of Bill Clinton, and after Clinton's election worked as his communications director. Critics at CNN hyperventilate over the relationship between Trump and Sean Hannity. CNN's Brian Stelter called that relationship between the star of a television news network and the president weird, saying no TV host has ever had this kind of relationship with the U.S. president before. Hannity's not a journalist, okay? He's a pundit. And the relationship is not a secret. And contrast that with the close relationship John Kennedy enjoyed with Ben Bradley, the editor of the highly influential Washington Post, the paper that helped topple President Richard Nixon. That the two were close is no secret. What the public did not know is that Bradley was such an advocate for JFK that during the primary presidential campaign, Bradley gave Kennedy private tips on how to beat rival Lyndon Johnson. Huffington Post, for months after Trump's formal entry into the race, refused to cover the campaign in its political section. Publisher Arianna Huffington called Trump's candidacy, in effect, a circus that did not deserve serious coverage. Academia, on the humanities side, overwhelmingly leans left. And what effect does this have on the voting habits of students? Since Trump's election, we've seen a video of a university teacher likening Trump voters to terrorists. We hear professors denouncing Trump as a racist and predicting a dystopian future. And no doubt during the election, many professors let their opinions and preferences be known to their students. Years ago, an American Enterprise magazine study confirmed what we already know, that our college and university faculty, whether big or small, north or south, east or west, private or public, are mostly left-wing. What effect does our left-wing academia have on the electorate? Hollywood, of course, hates Trump. From first dismissing him as a clown and a buffoon to post-election when Robert De Niro's out there going, F Trump, Hollywood dislikes Trump perhaps even more than it did Bush over the Iraq War and Hurricane Katrina. Ann Coulter was ridiculed by real-time host Bill Maher, her co-panelist in the studio audience, when she told Bill Maher that she thought Trump could win the Republican nomination. Barack Obama, echoing a common line throughout the election from the late-night comics, insisted Trump would never be president. There's no doubt that Russia attempted to interfere in our 2016 presidential election. But Obama was president during that time. He had all of the weaponized intelligence in place. Why didn't he do more to stop it? Two likely reasons. First, he correctly assumed that the American people could not be manipulated into voting for someone they otherwise didn't want to because Russian bots reprogrammed their minds through Facebook. Second, Obama, like most pundits, assumed that Clinton, whom he called the most qualified candidate ever to run, was unbeatable. The lady has won one election. She has won one election. She was a senator for one term, wasn't she? Was she a two-term senator? I don't remember. Whatever influence Russia may have had on the elections is dwarfed by the collusion of the largely anti-GOP media, academia, and Hollywood. If we dominated those fields, congressional Democrats would be demanding hearings about this. Of course, that's not going to get brought up. This is what you're expected to believe, people, okay? You're expected to believe that there's a bunch of Russians out there that we don't know who the names of them are, although some of them have come here, and they're challenging Mueller, take us to trial, let's go. And he don't want to do that. He's fighting that one all he can because he got no case. He knows that. If they did anything, they bought some Facebook ads. Did you see any of those? Did I? I don't know. I mean, everybody was out there. I mean, everybody on my side thought it was going to be Clinton. Except me. I never thought it was going to be her. I always thought she was going to lose because she was campaigning. She wasn't going anywhere. And Trump mastered being a populist. And that flipped enough people. And then all of these pundits that were coming out saying, well, he's this, he's that, and the other. Well, he was speaking to what America wanted to see done. And the other 16 or 17 would-be presidents on the Republican side, they never recognized that for what it was. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
USA Radio News.
Today, Vice President Mike Pence laid out President Trump's proposed new Space Force plan during remarks at the Pentagon.
As their actions make clear, our adversaries have transformed space into a warfighting domain already, and the United States will not shrink from this challenge. Under President Trump's leadership, we will meet it head on to defend our nation and build a peaceful future here on Earth and in space.
President Trump is hosting a roundtable discussion with governors from across the United States regarding prison reform. The president brought up the violence in Chicago.
We must strengthen community bonds with law enforcement, including cities like Chicago, that have been an absolute and total disaster. And we'll be talking about Chicago today because that is something that, in terms of our nation, nobody would believe it could be happening. They had 63 incidents last weekend and 12 deaths.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
GEICO presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, one of these stocks that I've got, the Thumbhole Blaster, is one of the most ergonomically perfect pieces I've ever seen that's going to go on a rifle if your whole goal is to hit your target exactly where you're looking for. This is a marksman stock. And right after I film this, this is probably going to be one I'm willing to give away. Go check that out at boydsgunstocks.com. The D.C. Metropolitan Police Department's gun recovery unit is tasked with taking illegal guns off the streets, but their tactics are being condemned by community members and local lawmakers, which is astonishing. The unit has been engaging in questionable searches in communities like Deanwood, according to critics, which makes some citizens believe the police are targeting minorities. Earlier this month, video surfaced of police officers conducting a search without a warrant. Those officers were removed from the gun recovery unit, but they remain on patrol. Resist This, an activist group whose goal is to resist Trump and the bigoted capitalist police horse he rode in on, emailed supporters Thursday with a recounting of another unfortunate incident between the police and community members at a barbershop, which they say was another example of police harassment. The email reads, on June 13, 2018, the Metropolitan Police Department harassed and conducted an illegal violent stop and frisk of young men sitting in front of the Nooks. These young men have the permission of the owner, who has known them since they were children. The video went viral and further exposed the ongoing harassment and violent action of the gun recovery unit, not only in front of Nooks, but in black neighborhoods all over D.C. When tensions mounted and the situation attracted media attention, MPD lied and said Nooks had called the police and disparaged the business publicly in an effort to divide the community. And the business suffered. The heavy presence of police lately also continues to affect businesses. City officials as well as MPD have repeatedly and publicly criminalized the young black men and women, claiming the over-policing of that block is necessary due to the crime occurring there. The truth is MPD's crime stats show a 50% drop in crime on that block for the last year. There's a whole bunch of questions that need to be asked regarding that. But I'm not going to ask them. I'm not going to ask them here. Resist This is organizing a protest for next month to address perceived police violence. Lawmakers are also concerned. We're continuing to use a sledgehammer that we don't need to use a sledgehammer for, Councilmember at large David Grosso at a public safety meeting this week. GRU officers like Robert Underwood have a much different story. Every day these guys come to work, they're looking down the barrel of a gun. Perception is everything. Things do look bad, and they're seeing a 30, 45-second, maybe a minute clip of cell phone video. In a lot of cases, they don't know what brought the unit there in what transpired beforehand. It's not always going to look pretty, but they're not out there to hurt anybody or disrespect anybody or violate anyone's rights. They've managed to get 700 illegal guns off the streets in the past 2 years. According to the police union, everyone should be considered a life saved of those guns. Every gun that they've taken off should be looked at as saving lives, which there's a possibility that is true. Here's the question. In these neighborhoods where these gangs propagate, you know, a lot of times they're quite brazen with some of the stuff they do. They'll commit a crime against the community, and then the community will see nothing. The cops will show up, they'll work the crime scene, and they'll ask for they'll ask for witnesses, and there won't be any witnesses. So anyway. It's an ongoing problem. These communities, I don't know what the answer is to this one. This one troubles me. They are believing way too much of what's going on, because nowhere in this did I notice anything actually concrete about supposed police wrongdoing, you know? Police enforce laws, and they're going to go where the lawbreakers are. It's sort of like the old Sam Kinison go where the food is thing, you know? So they're going to go where the lawbreakers are. Otherwise, you know, if they weren't doing that, it would be worse. Let me shift a little bit. Obama's in South Africa for a speech, and somehow in the speech he gave, he showed himself to be so clueless about the strong man he warned about that he never realized that he described how he ran the U.S. for 8 years. Coming from CNN, former U.S. President Barack Obama mounted a passionate defense of democracy and warned against the rise of strongman politics. He criticized populist movements toward authoritarianism around the world and ridiculed the utter loss of shame among political leaders who lie. The politics of fear and resentment and retrenchment begin to appear, and what kind of politics is now on the move? Obama ran the presidency as a bully tyrant, starting with his claim that he could rule with his pen and his phone. He said repeatedly that he couldn't change or implement immigration laws on his own, and then he did it anyway in the case of DACA and the judicial rebuke he got on offshore oil, and in the that offshore oil drilling case. Judges, the media, and other Democrats now act as though such made-up rulings were the law. Defense of Marriage Act was a law, and he decided not to abide by it, as well as immigration laws, and the Justice Department followed his ignore-the-law commands, and he ran the Justice Department as a fiefdom, taking over at least 15% of the economy through Obamacare certainly indicates an autocratic president, too. And then he set up the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which operates without congressional oversight and has a gargantuan budget. And that the CFPB, by design, essentially answered to no one, again, shows Obama's autocratic tendencies. Adding regulations rapidly to give greater control to the government shows a president who wanted greater government control. And meanwhile, Obama's IRS illegally targeted political opponents, violating their freedom of speech and association. He sued the Little Sisters of the Poor, violating their freedom of religion. He sued states for wanting to enforce immigration law and voter ID laws, and he trampled merrily over states' rights while allowing other states and cities to just ignore immigration laws. He illegally spied on thousands of people with no repercussions. His intelligence agencies and Justice Department let off Hillary Clinton from numerous serious instances of law breaking while they were clearly targeting Trump. He gave his aides free rein to illegally unmask the names of people surrounding Trump caught up in intelligence dragnets. Yet he talked about people getting away with lies while his lies were almost endless. The DOJ and the CFPB under Obama essentially created slush funds for special interest groups by extorting money from businesses. They also donate significant amounts to the Democratic Party, sort of, you know. But Trump ended all that, but, you know, when, like all leftists, President Obama was just projecting during that speech. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. This is where all the research and development, all of the time and the testing, all the things that made this possible to begin with. This notion that, you know, all guns have gun stocks, but we can make that mousetrap better. It sees fruition at Boyd's Gunstocks. The antics of the left since the 2016 election have proven beyond any doubt that the left has no intention of giving up their agenda quietly at all. Their street activists have shown themselves more than willing to engage in violence, creating a mob to evict a Trump rally from Chicago before the election, beating up Trump supporters on numerous occasions, threatening members of the administration in public. Leftist-dominated universities have long had the habit of lionizing 60s and 70s domestic terrorists, in some cases, making them professors. Also worth mentioning is the various lone wolf assassinations and attempted assassinations almost certainly inspired by leftist rhetoric, notably a string of police killings by the Black Lives Matter movement, the shooting of Republican House Whip Steve Scalise, and the shooting of Antifa is no more a protest organization than Mussolini's black shirts were. Assaulting people in the streets does not normally fit under the constitutional, you know, lexicon of free speech. Antifa's goal is to influence politics by creating fear of bodily harm among its opponents. That is the very definition of terrorism. Thank you. Nevertheless, though, mob violence and even political assassination still fall far short from an actual civil war. In the ever-increasing, volatile, and dangerous atmosphere that we're living around, we cannot lose our heads. there's the hope that despite some of these provocations, we'll do our best to understand clearly what's happening around us. Civil wars are made by certain distinct actions of public officials and are not simply an emergent condition that occurs after a certain level of street violence is reached. Simply defined, a civil war occurs when two irreconcilable governing authorities seek to control a single country by mobilizing organized bodies of armed men to fight each other. It is an attempt to accomplish by direct and unambiguous force what such authorities have given up accomplishing by ordinary political means, which is the very definition of how war occurs, is when diplomacy and politics fail. The domestic terrorist incidents that we've seen so far have largely been attempts to cow us down, either the public or our representatives, into submission. This is different in a way from the deployment of actual troops to seize and hold key targets of military, political, or logistical value. There were terror incidents before the American Civil War, but it wasn't really a war until the Confederates fired artillery on Fort Sumter, and the Union marched an army into Virginia 3 months later in response. At that point, all political maneuverings were suspended. They were done. They were off. But major political parties right now are deeply divided, too. We're in a really interesting moment here. Because of all of the things that the old normal things don't really apply. The only moderate position left between them is a desire by corrupt establishment politicians on both sides to try to come back to the status quo. In truth, the status quo has already been swept away by an increasingly polarized public. The status quo is gone. Conservatives wish to roll back the damage that the socialists have done. Socialists wish to finish their social experiment at any cost. So, one or the other must now happen. Bipartisanship is dead. We have therefore met one of the preconditions of civil war. We have two utterly irreconcilable camps of governing authorities. The aging club of career political hacks in the middle are retiring with as much money as they can carry to avoid the storm. And at the same time, incidences of the collapse of the federal government's attachment to the rule of law become too numerous to keep track of. From Bush signing statements to too numerous to keep track of, or to Obama's autocracy by executive order, the executive branch has made a mockery of the Constitution's spirit, and in some cases, the actual letter. Administrations from both parties have felt free to pick and choose the laws that were inclined to enforce and blatantly disregard the rest. The states and municipalities, too, they snubbed the federal law. One need look no further than marijuana legalization or sanctuary cities. Law is no longer respected as an institutional framework for society. It's become more of a procedural plaything for politicians and their, you know, their armies of attorneys on retainer. Laws are only as meaningful as the willingness to enforce them. So we have transitioned little by little from a nation of laws into a nation of authorities ruling by thinly disguised fiat. Law as such has ceased to be a moderating force as it has ceased to be respected. Two things stand between the current situation and an actual civil war. The first is that most politicians and other high officials are lawyers, and they think like lawyers. And while they're willing to violate existing laws and invent new ones on the fly, they're nevertheless trapped within a legalistic mindset. They see the law as the de facto means for achieving every possible end. Thus, it did not seem preposterous to them for a pipsqueak federal judge in Hawaii to block Trump's travel ban. Both sides took it seriously. Politicians may have contempt for the Constitution written as it was by old dead racist white men, but they still have considerable faith in the human authority left over from more rational times. If a federal judge declared the laws of gravity null and void, our political class would probably consider them suspended pending a higher court's ruling. Which brings us to the second obstacle of actual war. While politicians on the left are happy to make use of street agitators and domestic terrorists like BLM and Antifa, they still consider them merely as a means of rigging the legal game. BLM and Antifa are like witness bullying writ large. The political class doesn't think of such people as instruments of real military force. Like I said, they're like Mussolini's black shirts, useful for beating people up, but pathetic as actual troops. Before the American Civil War, the South levied and trained fairly formidable militias. The North had control of most of the federal army. These instruments were the genuine article, the real tools of actual war. Should the militant wings of the Democratic and Republican parties decide to settle their differences in the brutal, time-honored way, they will find themselves completely unprepared. They'll be rolling the dice on the loyalties of regular military units and state national guards, and there are currently no other viable troops, not organized anyway. Something of this sort actually occurred during the Spanish Civil War, but such a gamble would take more nerve than today's leftist politicians appear to have. Calling on the public to resist, or even to harass conservatives, is kind of a weakling's road to violent conflict. Knowing the public will suffer the consequences and you won't. Throwing the legal game completely out the window. On the other hand, by honestly declaring war would end in finding oneself on the wrong end of an infantryman's rifle or an executioner's syringe. And real war is for keeps. There are no secure retirement options when the odds are something like 50-50 that your cause will prevail. Right or wrong, a true civil war would require the courage of real men. It's not an undertaking for the spineless politicos and the demagogues who now skulk around the halls of Congress or chair our political parties. It's hard to imagine any of today's Democrats, except maybe James Webb, engaging in anything as culturally distasteful as formulating a battle plan. They've despised the military for 50 years. Their reflexive hatred is now part of them. The biggest danger in the near term probably isn't a civil war. Although the creation of large, well-organized militias isn't utterly out of the question, they're not materializing just yet. There are still law enforcement entities willing to suppress them. Something to think about. Coming up next from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, it's going to be Dr. Robert Young. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the drugs and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware, I just...
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.